Yeah, sorry for the delay. There, this was having Murray after me. So, Pethas is there, which was Danielle Shane, but she sure followed. Okay. So, this is a Shiloh. What is the din? When you have Basar B'cholof, right? Milk and meat cooked together. And then you take the piece of meat. And you want, you roast it with another piece of meat. So that second piece of meat doesn't have any time of challah. Why? Because they have a law, you'll say, mechaticha below rotef. Right? Below rotef. So is the second piece of meat, but the roaster. So the tour. And the Rashba say what? Asr. Why? Because since the first piece of meat is now, the meat itself is asr. This is basr b'cholov. So even though no cholov is going to come to the second piece, but we say that basr b'cholov is in this machmas atzmo. Where do we say that? In Hilchos. Okay, that it's not batel, even though the din of chaticha roilus kabbet only applies to what? To yisur machmas atzmo and not yisur balua. Nonetheless, it's also machmas atzmo. So therefore, the Rashba and the who and the Torah say the second piece of meat is also. And but the other pshat is to say that no, that the second piece of meat is mutter because there's no b'lias cholof. That's what Shechem says from Rav Salvechik. He calls that efshel hafrido, that you have a hechitimtza of basar b'cholof where there's no milk. Is that still awesome? Whereas that the hechitimtza would be when you have a b'li of basar b'cholof in the first piece, so that for sure is awesome. But the second piece of meat then was roasted with the first piece of meat. Now, no cholov gets into the second piece of meat, so if you assume that it's this machmas atzmo, so even just the tam baser alone that gets into the second piece of meat, it will last, will go from the first piece of meat to the second piece of meat. But because it's also it's a machmas atzmo. Wow. So, but the Taz disagreed. He says that's not Pshat in the Mechaber. The Mechaber is talking about if you have like cheese and meat. So then that's becomes Asr. If the cheese is roasted with the meat, then it's Asr. It's not a case of Bliya. But in a case of Bliya, it would be Mutter. Okay, so that is the, and in Shulchan Aruch, it says what? That it's Asr, right? Where's the Shulchan Aruch on page? On page 17, Siv Zayin. Hard to chatik as Yisrael or Seres Chaveretz, but Giyos Adav can share Yisrael Matzvah's Atzvah on the veil or Basar B'cholov. Well, in Ein Ba Yisrael El Mashabola Mi Mochum Acher Ein O Seres Acheres Agas Ba. Fiyu Yim Nusul Yachar. One second. Yeah. That's only if it's an issue that's doesn't have if I have fat, which then that's considered like liquid. So he says that the Shulchan Aruch seems to, simple pshat of the Shulchan Aruch is not like Shitas. Now, so there's an interesting, let's see if we find it. Oh. Page 14, the Hagel Sharidura. Let's see. You have page 14, Hagel Sharidura. It says, let's learn the Hagel Sharidura. Let's first learn the Sharidura. Eino was a dover acher, but the afal pish shneim chamin, el kem shneim yachad, yeshnam. El kem yeshnam mayim, perim roshchi, pshas papai bo. Now, Alma ain't believe her legs with a tickle, a tickle, she has not feel the shame hammers. Talk about his umash with the sheet is the field gavi boss of a hollow and meaning I got it. Your day looks sick. So your decimal cafe looks if cock with ram table no macach. The lamb is even mammal and bays was skinned and bosses should have some whole kosher social solution. Feel the yell with the teeth of the rough time goof and bossa. So he's going to take a stand on this matter.
And after La Frida,
he says, you see the first white line, the Yerel, the Taritz, Sas. The Vadi Bavasa Bacholov calls Man Shahum Uruf Mikri Shorsham.
In other words, like in the case of Katicha Rulis Kabi. So if you have a piece of meat that has meat and milk in it, so what's the word? We view each molecule, and that's Katicha, as a Chefsa Shalissa. Even though part of the meat, not every single molecule of meat is going to get infected by the milk that was cooked with it, right? But since there's no shishim, and the piece of meat was cooked with milk, so every piece of bal chaticha is a chefster shalis.
Afilu habasa, first white line. Afilu habasa below cholov.
And he gives a mashal. It's fascinating mashal.
Mokile begodim. Shabazman, Shechut Hapishna Mu'ur, Batala Shultzema, also the Schasso Bukholatanis.
Say, for example, you have Shatnas. So you have a whole quilt, right? And there's one, it's a wool blanket. And there's one linen thread in the blanket. Now, say I'm only covering myself up with the wool part. Say the part that has the linen thread is all the way on the other side. But you know how it is. A lot of times when you have a covering, not the whole thing is on your body. Like some of it is just drooping over the bed, and some of it's on your body. So what would be the din if you have a wool blanket, and there's one stitch of linen in that wool blanket, but that's not covering you?
Would it still be usher to cover yourself with that wool blanket? Yes or no? Well, why? The whole baggage is shatness, even though that part is not. So he says, yeah. So the same thing, right, Basar B'cholos. Say you have a piece of meat that's cooked with milk. You get a nice steak. You know, you go to a, well, you got a nice big steak. And it was Basar B'cholos. But say, in other words, the metzius is that, I mean, the milk is went in, but say the whole milk is not, it doesn't infect. So say you ended up eating a piece of that big chaticha that only has meat in it. Would you be violating Basar B'cholos? So he says, yes. Just like shatnas. Once that whole chaticha has milk in it that's not bottled, even though it ended up that you only ate, say we could take it to a lab, right? And the lab will tell us that this section of the meat doesn't have any milk in it. And I choose to eat that section of meat. That's only meat that doesn't have milk. Still Basar B'cholos. Just like if I have this long quilt that has what? A stitch of linen, but I'm not covering myself with it, just like the case that I'm not eating that part, still it's awesome because it's one chatika. But listen to this. But say I cut it off. Say that part of the top of the blanket, I take scissors and I cut it off. Right? So now that same part of the talus of the blanket, nothing changed really to that part. It didn't have that linen thing from the beginning, and it still doesn't have it now. But since now that part was cut off, it's mutter.
Wow. Aval nechtach ben atal is also tzad she ein bo pishna mutter. Also hachana mikim lo rabban she ein shum tam holek mechatich zu rak tam bozo bechud belo shum cholok elan kena yedei rote vahavu like ilu ba el yo vahavu lo nechtach ben habasu hazeh chatich atana.
So the same thing, by the second piece of meat, it's no worse than the piece of meat that's getting cut off. It's the same thing if Eliyahu HaNavi would come. Say Eliyahu would come and say
that this part doesn't have any milk in it. So if the whole, so he's saying that
if there's no milk in it, in the second piece, it's like it's, well, it's like Eliyahu HaNavi coming and saying it got cut off. So he's saying that Lo Shari Dura that what? That the second piece of meat is what? Is mutter. In other words, again, if you have a piece of meat that was cooked with milk, and then it was nitzle with another piece of meat, so ein hachaticha, ein belula, you don't say b'chaticha, b'chaticha below rotev. So the mechaber and the Rashba and the tour will say it's aser. So the Agosh Aridura disagrees. He says not true, because it's no different than. The second piece of meat is no different than when you have a piece of Basar B'cholos and you cut off, or the piece of shatnez and you cut it off. So this is like it's cut off.
Wow.
What do you think?
I haven't heard that there's no road that they're cooking, like they're not touching what they're cooking anymore.
Again, you had a piece of meat, it's cooked with milk. Then you take that piece of meat out that has wasser b'cholov in it, and you roast it with another piece of meat. What is the status of the second piece of meat? Because there's no rotev there. So the balua can't go to the next piece. Because ain't a balua yotze, mechaticha lechaticha, below rotev. So then what? So that's the question. Is the second piece, do we say, well, the first piece of meat is a chaticha di surah? So therefore, asas, because the whole piece of meat is asa. Even the piece of meat that didn't have any milk, it's still, would we say no? If the mice said there's no milk in the second piece because it's only nitzla with the first piece, so the balua doesn't come out, it can't asa. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to say it's asa because it's an issa machmas atzmon. But the Shari Dura says that no, it's issa machmas atzmon. What if you have issa machmas atzmon and then you cut it off? Like shatnez is issa machmas atzmon, but if you cut off part of the beggar that had that, then it's mutter. So the second piece of meat is like it's cut off from the first piece of meat because there's no milk in it.
Isn't that basically like saying it's not as Ramat Nachman? Because wouldn't be able to separate. Isn't that the definition of what it's not?
So he's saying Isn't Machmas Asma is only when there's milk in the same chaticha. So
Right.
then that.
You never know.
Right. So if you ended up eating the molecules that don't have milk, but it's still part of the same chaticha, it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm saying if you don't think that you're essentially the same, it's we are. It's Shpaluba, not
Right, but even he's saying even if it's just a machmas atzmo, it's only because there's some milk there. So even though the milk, say, didn't get to this part of the meat,
but
but
I'm
there was no.
saying, what does it mean for me? What does it mean to cross on the Nisr Mahmas Atmo if it's actually not entirely usr? Not every molecule is usr. What about it in Nisr? What
No,
could not
every
be?
malchul is also because it's part of a chaticha that has milk in it, even though this molecule only has meat, it doesn't have the milk. Because the nafkamina is, if you cut off that part, just like you can't wrap yourself with a blanket, even though you're only using the what? The wool part of the blanket. Because it's one chatika. So even though the other part that has the shatnez in the part that has that linen, is not on your body. So that's the question. So that's the shari do, right? So that's a fascinating word, the shari do say. And this is the that's page 17 to Zion. And that's the word that he's saying. Just want to see where it's quoted in the, should be quoted in somewhere here in the notes that came in this Hagosh Haridur. I think maybe the Shach quotes it here. I'm just cutting here, Zion. Here we go. Chen Havin Marie, Hagosh Haridur.
Rashi behind the chatich is brush the nivu b'chol shenech to chol chatich guf ve'isr. In Hivin Mari. Shachor, divrei Torah, shem ki divrei mechaber, the chatich is posa b'lu b'chol v'oser is chaberetza b'digim b'lu rotish. Yeah, but he's saying here Marie is saying that on the tour, that's what the tour holds. But he himself seems to argue. Yeah. So later on he says that's a year of the Tarsk says the body was a Mahal Kosmash of Ur of Mikri Sharsh of Gufish Lister. Again, yeah, have like Ilbal Yo, Vamala Nechtach, have a shark, who the Kalayim. So that's the other pshat.
So that's his word. What do you say? Okay. Now, some more to see, but let me do one more thing with you now. What if you have a plate that's not kosher, that's a bli issur, and then you put and within 24 hours, okay, there's a bli issur, and then you put a piece of a potato on the plate that's very hot. They say it was roasted and it's on the place very hot, and you have to let it smoke. Will the treif plate that has a bli of tarfus answer the potato without any rotif? Just say it's lean. So you. So you have a spit that has charfus. You're just using the spit for non-kosher meat on the spit. Then it's cleaned off. An hour later, you roast, say, marshmallows, kosher marshmallows. Will those kosher marshmallows be usher or not? Again, you took a spit, you roasted treif meat. And you took the treif meat off, you cleaned it, all cleaned. And then within 24 hours of that occurrence, you take kosher marshmallows and you roast them on the spit. What is the status of the marshmallows? Kosher marshmallows. Did they become usher by the bli? Again, this is within 24 hours. So Hagoyin, Rav Dietz, Deeds of a Kedma. What does Rav Deeds say?
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, that reveals from the map or tree, go to the spit and then into the marsh.
Rav Deeds says also. Rav Deeds is a machmir.
That's right.
Did you stroke your beard before you said this?
I did. I mean, the eye.
You said this without striking.
Maybe I have to review.
Maybe he has to stroke it a couple of times. What would you say? You can agree with him or disagree with him?
I'm gonna disagree. There's no real it's clean.
No rotate.
How's that? How are you?
I'm going. Rabbi Feeder says no rotate. And ain't up a law yotze bechatifa lechatifa but all rotate. So how you're so you're saying how in the world could the Rabditz say what he said? It's against the klal of ain't up a law yotze. Because it's here below, it's clean, so it's only the bali inside. And what's the rule? Eina below yotze mechaticha lechaticha below rotev. So that's bini's kasha on the deets.
One second.
Maybe the chaticha saying the rule, the only rule that we know is that.
What if you have two kelim?
Yeah.
Isn't that also called chaticha? In other words, when you have one from clay to clay, isn't that chaticha or chaticha? There's a slaver?
He did say that even though you sleep, the Dabar of the Woods, it also is a thing to the Kleba. So maybe the to the Kleba gets onto the spit and then.
No, but not a Balua. Nasus can take Kleba, take the Tila when it's trafe meat with something else with a potato. And even though you didn't cook, but you were sold one. So there's going to be a Balua. But here, the Isser is Balua. This is Balua.
The potato was first on a spit, or there's like a tray piece of meat.
Well, tray piece of meat was on the spit. So the tam now went into the spit. Now it's taken out. Tray piece of meat is removed. The spit is cleaned. And now you take that same spit to roast marshmallows. So isn't that a Balua? To us, it doesn't the Balua have to come out from the spit into the marshmallows? But how can it come out if Bini Feeder says it doesn't want? There's no rotate.
I'll tell you, I would say that there is rotate from the meat, but going back out.
The rotate has to be there when it's going to be extricated.
It's only when it comes out or when it goes in?
When it comes out.
No, the
rotif
has to be meat
rotif,
or no?
No, any
rotif. The marshmallow when you're cooking it is now on the inside. No,
you need rotif. We'll have to see if how is that. It needs a lot of rotif. Not just anything in this world has, you know, moisture.
Although the marshmallow when you're cooking it, most of that marshmallow is probably going to be closer to rotif on the inside than it is.
That's not true. It's
you say it's not. It's not.
But on
the way in, you don't need. You just need the balua to come out. Mechaticha lechaticha. So Dietz takes it back. Biddy, he takes it back and he says,
I thought that over here the meat itself had.
What do you think of that? Dietz takes it back.
Don't take it back.
Biddy said a word and then Dietz says, Koizable. No? Any other comments? Any other commentaries in the Shir to tell Dietz you did right? You were like Moshe Rabbeinu last week's Parsha. Ayishma Moshe, Ayitam Be'enach, he was chosible. Aaron said he was wrong. So you Moshe, he's Aaron. So, change his mind.
First specified that the spit was cleaned in between.
So you shouldn't think that there's any mamoshes that's any good.
Looks like, is it possible though that once the rotive went in, like some of that's coming out all? Like is that something?
The belia comes in.
Right.
Without rotates.
So it's like so oily or something. But.
Yeah, he goes in. Now, to come out, you need rotif. Was there rotif here?
No.
No. So it should be mutter. Right? So that's what Benny said. So Dietz was feasible.
The only other beef there was Hanan, the Caleb, was something different.
Okay.
These, you were right. Benny was wrong. No take backs. You were right. We'll see the Hagos. Shavidura says that the concept of Eina Balu Yotze Mechaticha Lachaticha is from one Chaticha to another. Kalim, but from Kli to Ochel, it doesn't apply. From the Kli to Ochel, as long as it's hot, you don't need it. So the Baliya could come out from the Kli to the Ochel. Look inside on page 22. From a keli, a belief from a keli to an ochel doesn't need rotif. Now I didn't explain it sufficiently, but that's the halacha. Okay. Remember, Rabbi Tendler was once saying over this thing. Tomorrow, I'm going to need more time to explain to you why that's so. But that's what he writes. And then we have to have a bigger explanation. But the concept of Eina Balu Yotze Mechaticha Lachaticha is like from a chaticha to a chaticha, from kli to kli to ochel to ochel, a blia inside, but from a keli to an ochel, even below rotif. And therefore, the case of the marshmallows is aser. So, but I didn't give you a full explanation because I want to do some as a flavor the last couple of minutes. Okay, so tomorrow we'll give a deeper explanation why that's so. Okay, but that's the halacha. And Eichatikat Yotzei Mechaticha Lachaticha does not apply from a kli to an ochel. So these.
What about the kli the same thing?
What?
So is ochel the kli and kli ochel the same song?
Ochel to a kli. No, ochel to a kli never is not a. If you have a. You mean if you have a blia?
Yeah. Okay.
We'll have to see. Wait till tomorrow. This is very important. You saw this here. No. No, these were negative.
In Pesach songs.
What are the studs? What are the studs doing these days?
We did with the mouth and the
No.
We already did.
He showed them we did yesterday.
That's the one that's coming in.
Which one?
We're doing a Hisham, the...
I knew it.
No, the Shwaki, the... Or who was originally? Oh, someone else. I was going to say Yalav Yalav. Yalav Yalav,
okay.
Well.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Today's Beis Nisan, I believe the Yortzeit of, look it up, Rav Yitzchak Isbi Zatzal. Yitzchak Isbi, his father was a Rebbe here in the Yeshiva. He was a Rav in Brooklyn. I used to daven in the shul, still sometimes daven when I'm there. And he was a Rebbe in Breuers at one point, YTT, Staten Island. He was the son-in-law of the Mashkiach of the Neder Yisrael, Rav Dov Kroglas. He's a very big Talmud Chacham, very big Yirei Shemayim. He died in his early 40s of pancreatic cancer. What does it say? It
says he was the founding Rav.
Beis Binyamin.
Yeah, Beis Binyamin.
Today's the art site, correct? Yeah, what are you reading?
There's a website, but I don't see.
How do you spell it?
I S B E E. So I got to know him over those years, and it's a big loss to Klal Yisrael. He was, he was the Rav for several years in the shul, but so the Shama should have Aliyah. He should be a Melech for Klal Yisrael in these trying times, and bring bracha. What else is?
Doesn't say too much.
Yeah. Okay. So we should make notes.
Like a big. There's a lot of articles written about it. In 2014.
What year? Which year was he nifter? 2008. So now it's 24. 16.
It was October 12, 2008. There was Yeshiva World News put out his hero.
It's Beis Nisan, I believe.
I can look up when I put it.
What's the name again? Isbi?
No, but Yitzchak Isbi.
Oh, I'm sorry, I have to reference it.
When was he nifter?
Yeah, I think it's longer. It's longer than 16 years. No? I think Beis Nisan is the...
Also,
wait, you'll be able to find this in a second. No.
By 757. So
yeah, it says...
Almost 30 years.
I just didn't see the date.
How many years ago?
5757. So, 27 years. You know, we're supposed to map that well.
No?
Yeah, 27.
What does it say?
I can't find it. I can't find his yard sign.
Well, inform where they announced this patira.
That was the Rebbe's. That was the Rebbe's. Yeah.
Remember to meet his mother. His mother. His wife is still alive. Oh, for sure.
March 3rd, 5, 7. Or
it was, I think, Bayes Nissan. No? Really?
Also not seeing anything put out that day. Giving the years, it's also doesn't seem to have a.
Okay. Okay, we say that the Shabbos should have an aliyah. Okay, call to.
It's also my birthday. I wonder if that makes sense.
Happy birthday, Nissan. Okay, beautiful.
It's also the Rebbe of Shabbos your site too.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wonder if it's a special supposed to share. A birthday with the Earth State of Visby and the Rabbi Rashab.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
And he said, good morning, Mark. And he said, 5757, which is 27 years ago, right? 5784. That would be 1997. Okay.